Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Love America and you love that song as I do. And if you're not, if you tuned me out because you didn't want to hear that song, then I'm okay if you go somewhere else. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. I'm Jim Blasingame. You know, I played that song, the national anthem. And by the way, Sonar, good job there. And by the way, Sonar, Happy Veterans Day to you, ladies and gentlemen. My the man who's running my board here is named Sonar, and we call him Sonar, I should say. He's a veteran of the Navy. So that song I love it. I mean, who doesn't get chills? What American doesn't still get chills when the flourish happens at the end? And if you were ever to see me standing up at a time when the national anthem is being played, you would see me coming to attention. You would see me putting my heels together in the back and standing straight and with my left hand beside me and my right hand over my heart. And you would see me that kind of position because that was what I was taught in the military. If I was not in uniform, if I was in uniform, I would salute. And that never leaves you. When you have military training, when you're given a military bearing, it never leaves you. There's something called a gig line. You know what a gig line is? For a man, a gig line is the shirt button line, the line of your shirt. It goes right down through your belt, the side of your belt buckle, and goes right down through the cover of your zipper. That's the gig line. If you see someone who's been in the military, and if you notice, they probably have a gig line. It has to be straight. If you're going to pass inspection, it has to be straight. That's discipline. Those are things that you care about. Those are all part of the experience of being in the military. And there's so many others. Those are just a couple of examples that you might think are small, but they're still important to me as a former member of the military. I wore the uniform for 15 years. And so I am proud that I had that experience. And if you have a young person who doesn't quite know what they're going to do with their life, I would recommend that you tell them to join a member of the military. You know, I've got some research here that we did this week. We asked in our poll, we said, please let us know where you fall on this list. And I'm asking questions about whether you're a veteran or not, or whether you know anyone who's a veteran. Only about a third of our audience, of our respondents, just a little bit more than a third, 36%, said that they were veterans. So almost two thirds were not veterans. Well, 50 years ago, even 40 years ago, the veteran number would have been much higher. Probably would have been two-thirds veterans and one-third not veterans. And especially when you take out the ladies, right? And so, But that was when we had a draft. We haven't had a draft since 70. Golly, what was it? Since 69, I guess, 71. 69, I think it was. Then we had the volunteer army around 73, 74. Since then, we've counted on volunteers to, and think about that. Every member of our military today is a volunteer, and we have enough people to fight for us, to stand a post for us. Think about that. I really think that more Americans should have an experience with the military. We got to find a way somehow to get Americans more familiar with and even more appreciative of our military. And that's the reason why on Veterans Day, my 18th in a row, we dedicate our show just to veterans. Happy Veterans Day. It's almost 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. I want to talk about the origins of Veterans Day after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.